there's a new player in Seattle's affordable housing game. For 25 years, the environmental group Forterra has been buying up undeveloped land and farms and forests around the Puget Sound. Now they're working with El Centro de la Raza to preserve Seattle's apartment complexes. Jean Duvernoy, the president and CEO of Forterra, and Estela Ortega, executive director of El Centro de la Raza, joined us to explain how this will work. Jeannie Yandel first asked Jean, what does building affordable housing have to do with saving the environment?
Oh, that's a question we've been asked a lot. And when you think about it, it's really apparent. If we want to really save our environment, that means we have to make a place where people celebrate living, where everyone can lead a life of dignity. Another word for that is cities. So we need to open up our cities and make them inclusive. Otherwise, we sprawl. And we lose our woods, we lose our streams. So it's both.
How does this project work? What will Forterra be doing?
Well, first we're going to partner with world-class organizations like El Centro de la Raza and work with them to identify the properties in their communities and catchment areas that are available and can be acquired and held on to till that community-based organization is ready to develop that site for housing. So our aim is to work with great partners like El Centro to improve a neighborhood, but not gentrify a neighborhood.
I bet you've been asked this question as well. Where does the money come from for this?
Yeah, I have been asked that question. There's all sorts of sources for money. We have worked in this community for three decades now. We live in a very progressive community, and what we have discovered are that there are individuals and partners who have done well in this community, who are willing to reinvest in this community, and they will be our partners.
And Estela, as the executive director of El Centro de la Raza, what problems does this solve for your organization?
Well, it obviously solves people being pushed out of the cities, and we can see that every day when, you know, our freeways are all clogged up. Many of our people are living in South County. In fact, 51% of Latinos live in South County because it's no longer affordable to live in the city. I was having a conversation yesterday with an elementary student that's in the third grade, and he was asking me, you know, what I did. And obviously, I was talking about Plaza Roberto Maestas. And I gave an example of an article that I had read earlier that day that one-bedroom apartments were now renting for $1,750. And this little boy pipes up and he says, yes, you know, we used to live around here and our rent was very expensive. And now we live in Federal Way and we pay $650 a month for rent. So here was, you know, an 8-year-old, very cognizant also. And his family was having to trek all the way from Federal Way to go to school in Seattle. And obviously the parents worked in the city. And so, you know, there's many issues around that, from, you know, the freeways are being clogged up to the quality of time, you know, that they're spending in their cars.
And you mentioned Plaza Roberto Maestas. That's an affordable housing project that your organization has already been working on. How will a partnership with Forterra make it easier for you to start a project like that next time?
Well, obviously, right now, as we know, land is being bought up left and right in our city. You know, people are coming in from different states, different countries to purchase land because Seattle is a wonderful place to live in. And if we don't move fast and look at the opportunities that are there, the land is no longer going to be there. And then we're going to miss an opportunity to ensure that our city is diverse, that we're developing housing. And as Mayor Murray has said, that people who work in our city deserve to live in the same city.
Jean, you announced that Forterra was going to start looking for parcels of land for building affordable housing in the city at a fundraiser. You announced that change at a fundraiser. What kind of response did you get from the people who were attending the fundraiser?
Oh, that was interesting. Basically comes down to, if you want to save the woods, build a great city. And I would split our audience at that fundraiser into two groups. The first group, who has been working with this for many years, understood that immediately, that a sustainable city has to be sustainable for everyone, not just those of us who have high-paying jobs. The second group, who has been working with us and understood how we need to conserve our woods, frankly got very quiet. And I think Estella noticed that, and noticed that too. They got very quiet and were listening very intently. And now it's our job to really be a thought leader and bring them along and have everyone understand that if we're going to have a sustainable region, it needs to be inclusive and be sustainable from the top of our mountains into our cities.
I'm going to pretend for a moment that I was one of the attendees of that fundraiser who was listening very intently. And I was listening because I am not quite convinced yet that I care about the issue of affordable housing, but I do care very deeply about preserving the woods. So, Gene, how do you convince me to get on board with the other side of this?
Well, clearly I haven't quite convinced you yet, so let me try again. First, I think we can all agree we don't want to have the problems that San Francisco has. That is a problem that comes from affordability. That is a city that is at great debate within itself because it can no longer afford to have its original citizens live there. So for us, it's we've learned from that. Let's make Seattle something different. And let's recognize that our woods and our forests and streams are only what they are if we don't inhabit them. So let's create a great place where we can all live, all of us live, and all of us can afford to live. Otherwise, we will sprawl into those very places we're trying to save.
I feel like I've heard a couple of buzzwords in these discussions over time about what Seattle should look like as a place where more people are coming, where it's becoming more expensive. I've heard the words urbanism, and I've heard the words density. You did not just use those words when you made your pitch to me about why I should care. Do you do that on purpose? Avoid those buzzwords?
Well, a little bit. Last time I used the word density with any frequency, I was in geometry, and I didn't get a very good grade in geometry. So those are words that don't speak to anyone. But inclusive neighborhoods, room for your kids and your neighbors. Let's talk about the human element, face-to-face, in a way we all understand.
Estella, when you talk with people who support Centro de la Raza about this, what kind of response are you getting? What are people saying to you about this idea?
Well, I'll just speak from the perspective of the neighborhood, because we know that sometimes neighborhoods, when they hear that there's affordable housing, they're not happy about it. And so on Beacon Hill, what we did to ensure that our neighbors were walking side by side with us is that we had more than 30 meetings to, you know, get their input about zoning, how high should we go, what kind of development should we have there. And the community was extremely supportive. And the reason is that it wasn't just a place, if I could just say, for poor people, affordable housing for them, but we were developing a community where there was, they could bring their children to the child care center that we were going, that's going to be a part of the development. There's a cultural center. There's restaurants. There's going to be movies in the evenings during the summer. So they see themselves in there, and the neighborhood, can hardly wait for the development to be done. Because what we've done, it's not just a question of affordable housing, but we're creating community that is for everyone.
I've got one last question. Part of your job, Gene, is to take the long view on things. So 100 years from now, do you think that anybody will look back and notice that an environmental organization in the Puget Sound region started to bank land for affordable housing?
That would be...
I'm asking you to take out a crystal ball, basically, yeah, and make a prediction.
And my crystal ball is extraordinarily cloudy. What I hope is 100 years from now, people will look back and say that this generation, these folks living in Seattle today, got it right about how to create a great community that's very inclusive. I sit and I listen to Estella, and I recognize that sustainability is about both the social and the environmental. And Estella presents my arguments better than I do. And that's how I get grave hope that we will, in fact, have a sustainable region.
That's Gene Duvernoy, president and CEO of Forterra, and Estella Ortega, executive director of El Centro de la Raza. They spoke with KUOW's Jeannie Yandel.